The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
Catch up with Heidi, Will and Woody on the go and score a premium upgrade worth over 40 grand with APG Homes on the house. Find out more at apghomes.com.au.
In this catch-up,
what did your kid think was fun that wasn't fun? And comedian Matt O'Kine.
The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
It's a trip and I can bug out to it.
With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw.
Guys, let's talk about the biggest rivalry in sport.
This whole boxing world don't know what they're going to see when I roll in here. I'm unpredictable.
Don't worry about nothing, man. Floyd Mayweather.
Sunday week, Woods.
Wow. It's the dream matchup, isn't it? It is the best of the UFC against the best of the boxing world. Obviously, arguable on both fronts. But these two are the biggest deals in boxing and UFC. They have finally come to an agreement where they are going to get in a ring together. The world's talking about it. Hyde, yeah. You'd be right across it.
I am totally across it. Like, I love this Conor McGregor. I follow him.
Yeah. And that's the thing. You don't have to be a fan of UFC or boxing.
No.
Everyone realizes this is the fight.
I just want him to slam Mayweather.
Okay.
And this is what makes it interesting is that the rivalry between them is so big because each side of the spectrum, there's so much support for exactly that. Just please smash the other one. I mean, it's the worst part of human nature, but it is very, very interesting.
Well, it's a competitive sport, so I think it's okay, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, like,
to encourage it.
It's brutal, but that's what we all want to see. I mean, it's really archaic, kind of primal thing that you want to see somebody destroy another person, but that's where we're
not
at.
Not to death, no, like, not that, like Game of Thrones.
But you'd love to see him get knocked out.
You'd love to see it.
Oh, I don't know about that, but just.
Okay, sure.
Well, let's not
get too caught up in whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. We're supporting it. The fact is, we're supporting it. And the word rivalry you've used there, Will.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite words because I think rivalry is mint. I think whether it's any sport or whatever, rivalry is so good to watch. And I'm 13-10-60 right now. Mayweather and McGregor, it's the biggest rivalry in sport right now.
Yeah.
It's going to be decided in 2 weeks' time. I would love to hear if there's someone listening now that is also engaged in an epic rivalry.
And it doesn't have to be sport related, does it? It could be, you know, maybe you're in rivalry with your younger brother who was better at you on the piano. So you're busting your butt behind the scenes trying to beat him, learning all these songs.
Something that existed from when you were kids.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be between just you and your mates over bowling. I don't know.
Yeah.
It can be small, but it needs to be a rivalry that's existed since time immemorial. Something that you two have really been going at it for a long time, or feels like it festers and stinks in the air every time you see them.
And it could be your partner. Like, it could be from the day that you got married and you've been married for 20 years. Yep. You still have this constant rivalry.
It might be over a board game.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I don't know.
Beautiful.
What we want to hear right now, if you have a big rivalry with another person, and I'll give you a little bit of a hint as to why you should call. There's a big fight on Sunday week. Be a great opportunity to go and watch that at the Game Sports Bar with all your drinks and food paid for with a VIP package and 10 of your mates, wouldn't it?
Oh, God, Will, stop it.
So you'd be sitting front row on your own table. They don't even take bookings.
I mean, I'm not necessarily saying that's going to happen, but if you give us a call with a good rivalry, that could be floating around. 13-10-60, if you have a solid rivalry with someone, as Hyde said, it could be over playing piano, could be over a board game, could be over a woman. I don't care. 13-10-60, if you have a solid rivalry with someone, we will put you in the best bar in town, the best table in town, with the best food and drinks in town to watch the best fight in town.
The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
If you got a good rivalry to tell us about.
Candace from Success, how you going?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Hey, good, mate.
Good, thank you. This is a rivalry with your husband?
Yeah, and it's been going on for quite a long time. It's just got more so aggressive in the last couple of years since our son was born.
Okay, talk us through it.
What is it?
My husband's born in Auckland, and I'm Australian.
Yeah.
And his entire family bleed black for the All Blacks. And I refuse to put my son in All Blacks gear. He was born in Australia. His mother's Australian. My family's Australian.
Oh,
so you're all about the Wallabies and yellow.
Yeah, so we wear green and gold, and, you know, it's gotten as far as me threatening to cut the jumpsuits in half and sewing them back together to sort of calm the family down a little bit.
Wow.
Wow.
So Candace, this poor kid is going to grow up.
Great
going,
rivalry.
I don't know.
Love it. Thanks for the call. Good. Tony from Ellenbrook, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Tony, welcome along to the show on a Monday morning. You're pretty keen to watch this fight, mate.
Oh, yeah. I reckon McGregor will get him, though.
Yeah, it'll be a cracker. Now, speaking of the rivalry between Mayweather and McGregor, you think you've got a bigger rivalry going on in your life?
Yeah, me and a few friends, we play the old rivalry and usually go till like 4 or 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
And the sad thing is it's only like $5 a buy-in and then nobody wants to quit or nothing because they want to make a whole $30 off their mate. And the sad thing is usually boys versus girls, but then the sad thing is the girls have actually, I think, won more games than the boys. So,
oh, no. And so it's the card game.
Yeah, well, I think everyone loves don't
yeah, they? Absolutely. Do. Yeah, they do. They do.
Absolutely. How about a wild card draw four? I mean, that's just murder, isn't it? That is murder.
Brilliant.
Thanks for the call, Tony. That's really good stuff, guys. All right, 30 to 60, going to keep them coming. The prize being here, a chance for you to go to the Game Sports Bar, drinks, food, VIP package, you and 9 mates. I mean, these have to be legit, though.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a rivalry in your life that you think is worth calling up about, that prize is yours to celebrate the McGregor and Mayweather fight.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Tell us what great rivalry you have in your life.
We've got Rebecca here from Rolling Stone. G'day, Rebecca.
Hey, how you going?
Good, thank you. Tell us about your rivalry.
So I show horses, and not in the sense that a lot of people think. I actually show Western, so it's a very small industry. We even wear the cowboy hats, the chaps, and the boots, and all. So, so it's a really different industry that
Beautiful. So, where's the rivalry, Emma?
So the rivalry is that I've been competing with this woman for years and years and years, and she is a fierce competitor, and I've really struggled. I'm at all the shows that she's at, and she's so hard to beat. But there has been a time where I actually did beat her, and it was so, so sweet.
So what you're saying is you're in rivalry with this woman. You take it very seriously, so you'd love to beat her again.
Oh, yeah. Like, beautiful. It's this one particular event that she's so good at. And
great. Yeah. Rebecca, that sounds fantastic. Thanks very much for your call there. 13, 10, 60.
Like Western sort of horse.
We all learned something this morning.
Jane.
Well, she was painting the picture for us.
Yes.
She was painting the picture, giving us a description of what she was wearing.
It was like a full film.
That's how she takes it that seriously, that she kicks herself up.
Jade from High Wycombe. How are you, Jade?
Yes, Jade.
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent.
Hey, Jade. You've got a rivalry, Jade. Does it anything to do with Western horses?
No, it's not.
Okay.
My partner.
Yes.
It started about 4 years ago with Monopoly.
Yes. But these are immense.
You know how everyone always argues the rules in Monopoly, like, you can't do that, can't do this, blah, blah, blah. So I went to the extremes of, I made my own Monopoly board game about my hometown.
Wow.
I wrote,
what's your hometown?
I wrote my own set
Sorry, what's your hometown,
Bindoon.
Mate?
Bindoon.
Bindoon. Okay. I feel like that was on the castle or something, Bindoon.
Carry on, Jade.
So I made my own game board, my own set of rules, my own players, everything, just so that no one can argue with me the rules because I have to win.
Oh, that's
especially
brilliant.
My partner.
And so you play this board game?
I pull it out when I need to win.
Oh, wow. Jade, very, very good. I'm sure there'll be a lot of other. I mean, the phones are running off the hook here. Thanks so much for the call, Jade. Look, here's the thing. We have got this package to go and watch the best fight in a century. It is you, 90 of mates at the Game Sports Bar. As Hyde said earlier, they don't take bookings normally this place.
No, so you'll be front row. It'll be a VIP experience. Your food, alcohol. It's a Sunday morning.
Yep.
You and all your mates can roll on in. You don't have to line up at the bar or anything like that. You'll sit front row for the fight.
To go and watch the fight. Now, if you want to get your hands on that, I've got to head to the website now, hit929.com.au.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what your great rivalry is. What we're going to do is you will tell us what the rivalry is. If we think that the best rivalry, the one that we like the most, that is the most real and that we can test, we're going to test that out on our show to decide who is the victor in your rivalry, and the winner of that will go to have that package.
Brilliant. Wow.
Go to the website.
Yes.
Yeah. Register now. Hit.com.au.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nikki, sexologist and relationship expert. As a sexologist, I get asked a lot of questions.
When you look at the internet, what images do you look at?
Are we doing it right? Am I normal?
Figuring out whether I want other people in my life to know about this.
There's a lack of permission and education out there.
It depends on the connection you have with people.
Where there's so much information that's needed, that here's a platform where I can say all the things that I can't say on air.
So I have one leg that's suspended off the ground.
So this is why I've started Sex and Life. Download me, Dr. Nikki with Sex and Life, podcast1.com.au and the Podcast One app.
The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
How are we doing this?
We need to know the lyric. Yeah. Of yes, the,
easy.
The song.
Each song will cut off and then you guys have to sing the next easy. Part of the song.
Heidi's harmonies, knees, 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 knees. Heidi does harmonies well. Feeling all
over. It is actually quite jarring, that opener. Yeah. I mean, it's incongruous.
Is it really?
It's a real cacophony. It's yes. No fun. Anyway, we've got Lisa here from Mindari. Hello, Lisa.
Hiya.
Hey, how mate. Are you, mate? You're in the draw to win 50K to fly away. Congratulations.
Oh,
you're also
thank
playing
you.
Heidi in Heidi's Harmony, so she's going to go first, bro, and then you're up next.
Okay, thanks.
All right, here you go.
All right, let's do it.
Anna's up first.
Not my lover. She's the kind of girl I want to take home. Maybe?
You reckon Michael Jackson was saying she wants to take home Billie Jean?
Well, I think Billie Jean was a lovely lady.
Billie Jean King?
Are you ready to go, mate?
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
You're just a girl. Love my eye on the world.
Oh, close.
So we were both close.
No, you weren't. You... there you go. So, you know, we both
said I am the one
there.
Or something?
All right, we're going to go to Mitchell from Queens. Right, Mitchell, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you?
Mitchell,
yeah.
Thanks for playing Heidi's Harmonies. Ando needs a bit of warmth. She's on national TV very shortly. She's
very,
very nervous.
10 minutes. This is a right, big so deal. Let's play.
Here we go. And I will go down with this
shit. And I will put myself and surrender. I will
let the birds. With the birds.
With, and I'm in love
with the birds.
And always.
Oh, she got the end there.
She's taking home Billie Jean and she's obsessed with birds. Mitchell, you're going to have a crack at this one. Here you go. But I will go down with this
shit. And I won't put my hands up and surrender.
He even did it in the tone.
Like above my heart.
Mitchell! Mitchell!
Mitchell! Well done, Mitchell, Mitch. I love you. I don't care that you beat me. That was amazing. And your voice went so high compared
jumped
to your natural voice.
Jumped into the Dido range. Mitchell, yeah. That was dead set impressive.
He's got to play again. Oh, we've got to keep going. Yeah.
Mitchell, you're in the Jordan 50K to fly away, mate. Well done.
Can we get him on again? Like, let's go round two with him.
Mitchell can go again if you'd like to. All right, here we go. Mitchell.
Yeah,
it is Ando's go first.
Boy, you're more than I can think about.
Wow, quite
I
aggressive
just
there.
Can't oh. get
no,
you out
not
of
quite,
my
not head. Quite though. We're gonna go to Mitchell. Wow.
I got no clue on Kylie.
Boy.
Yeah. I got no clue on Kylie, so.
Oh.
Boy, your love is all that I'm feeling. I was so close.
Did you just celebrate?
What do you mean? Mitchell, you're in the Jordan 50K flyaway. Well done, mate. Mate, you're premature celebration.
Can we just paint the picture? Like, she was in the corner of the studio, fist pumping, going, yes, told ya. There she is.
Oh, then she changed the words.
Hang on, God.
Right, we're going to go. We've got one more song. Yeah. Great. We've got Christine here. And our final song before we go on national TV.
Thank you.
Carl Stefanovic.
It could be Carl that asked me the question. It could be Lisa. Don't know.
Wow.
This is the first time I've ever done anything like this. I'm so scared.
Slightly nerve-wracking. Anyway, you can check that out on your televisions at 8:40 in the morning. But we're going to go to Christine for the final Heidi's Harmonies first.
Let's go, Christine.
Here we go. Ando. Girls,
what y'all trying to do? What you're trying to say? 24 karat gold in the air. La, 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 la.
That's my favourite.
Christine, do you want to have a crack, Christine?
Sorry, what was... Try to do that one again?
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're
going
to go,
Christine.
Now.
You're going to go. Girls, what y'all trying to do?
24 karat magic.
Pretty good. Pretty
that's
good.
That's what I said.
Much better than Ando.
Karat gold.
Yes.
You said 24 karat gold.
Yes, Chris Dandy,
well,
the jaw.
Well, 24 karat gold is way better than
in
magic.
The jaw to win 50K.
Oh, 24 karat.
Yeah. Well, good on you, mate. In the jaw to win 50K to fly away.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Matt O'Kine is on the show.
Comedian Matt O'Kine has a brand new show called The Other Guy.
How do you even know she's single?
An Insta follow is as good as a proposal these days.
And now, please welcome the handsome devil himself, comedian Matt O'Kine.
Hey, Maddie.
Wait. No, Heidi, you're getting a tattoo in your butt.
Yeah, exactly. No. What is a tattoo in the bottom?
Not in. That was obviously... It wasn't a Freudian slip.
Like
that was,
between
that was
the cheeks.
No.
Just on one. It's on one cheek.
It's on cheek. I think what I was referencing there, the fact that the needle goes into the skin.
Oh, okay.
In order to put the ink. Anyway.
I feel like something like that could happen on your new TV show, though, Matt. Like, great segue there. I did watch the first ep yesterday. And I definitely feel like something like that could happen to your character.
I'm very glad that I don't have any butt tattoos, actually. There's probably a little bit too much of my hairless brown backside in the episode. I'm sorry you had to sit through that, Heidi.
I know, but can I tell you, brilliant acting from your behalf, and your bestie, Stevie, on the show, like I said in the very first episode, she is one of the funniest people I've ever met, and I feel like everyone has a best friend like her.
Oh, totally. And played by Harriet Dyer. She's just so great. It was so awesome working with her. Actually, to combine the two, to combine Stevie and my character AJ's butt, we have a scene in episode 4 where my character's self-conscious about his body and he asks his friend Stevie to just give him a rating basically out of 10. And so she's like, all right, get your clothes off. And so he has to stand naked in front of her while she rates him. And in real life, we couldn't film for about 10 minutes because I was standing there with my bits in like a little modesty pouch. there's not much is left in the imagination. Like you can see the outline of veins and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Because,
Maddie, for those people who don't know what your show is...
We just had a chat, mate, commercial radio, Lifetime.
For those people, Maddie...
Prime time.
But we couldn't film for 10 minutes because she just kept laughing. I'll tell you what, it doesn't make you feel...
When you're
a co-star is just laughing at your bits.
No, that's fair.
But you would have been nervous. But, Maddie, the show is about kind of you as your character, AJ, and you go to work as a breakfast radio host, and a lot of stuff is going on in your life. You share living and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Does much of it about your life from when you were working on that other radio station?
Yeah, look, I mean, there's definitely elements about, elements of the show are definitely run parallel with events that happened in my life. It's a hectic storyline.
Yeah.
It's about a radio host who finds out that his girlfriend of 10 years has been cheating on him with his best friend and that they all live together.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
So it's all pretty hectic, and my character's thrown into the deep end right from the get-go, and he's obviously in a pretty crummy place. So, I mean, absolutely there's elements of that storyline that run parallel to my life. So, we wanted to make sure that we made a show that was honest.
Yeah.
And that sort of depicted that kind of situation. I guess when it comes down to like cheating and stuff like that, it's everyone thinks that they know how they're going to react in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wanted to put my character in a situation where, you show how much these things can sort of affect you and how much they play on your self-esteem and the way that you deal with other people. And, it's a really kind of a difficult thing to go through. And so to turn it into a comedy was always going to be a challenge, but I think we've done it really well.
Yes, and I love that you pee on her mattress.
There you go.
Little
spoiler alert. Little spoiler alert.
That is not
100%. As the writer, I still think she peed on the mattress.
Right. It sounds absolutely brilliant. Seriously, it does. And it starts August 17. But I'll be honest, over the weekend, I jumped onto me mate called Stan. And I found that in looking for a show on Stan, I don't know if you can relate to this, but what I ended up doing for an hour and a half was just trying to choose a show to pick, because it's all the nice pictures just jump at you, and you sit there and you stress, and then you go do a short list of about 10. And what we want to try and do now to help you out, Matt, is I know, Will, you've got a list of other Stan shows.
I do. Okay. Also, Matt O'Kine's show is called The Other Guys. That's what we've done there, which is good. I mean, it's good work here.
This is The Other List.
Stan shows, The Other Guy.
Here we go.
Segways, names, puns for days. So I've got a list of the Stan shows, the other Stan shows. I've got 1 minute on a clock here, Matt O'Kine.
Yeah.
Keeping in mind, you're going to be up against all these other shows as people go and browse their Stan.
Oh, no, I'm not worried at all.
Okay, well, time to put your money where your mouth is, mate. I've got a list of the shows here. I'm going to give you the name of the show, and you are going to try and deliver the best scorch or payout you can of that show based purely just on the name, probably.
Okay, sure.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
We've got 1 minute. Time starts relatively now. Now, the honourable woman.
More like the pongerable woman.
The fixer.
More like the doesn't fix nothing.
Yes.
37. That's tough, Matt. You're a scorcher, mate.
37
days. Yeah, Colin Burns unit. Colin Burns unit. These guys are stopping it.
37 days.
Wait, what was the name of that one?
37 days.
Yeah, 37 days until your next bad review.
Good. Warming up now. AD, the Bible continues.
AD stands for another dumb show.
David Attenborough's Conquest of the Skies.
Oi, David Attenborough, how about less time caring about animals and more time caring about your face?
The time Maddie. Is up. Wow, I mean, there you go. The proof's
I don't know how
there.
These guys are ever going to walk outside after the full shame.
No one's ever watching them on Stan now. It's going to be all about you, mate.
Reputation is in tatters after just a hot Matt O'Kine delivering the truth.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Aren't you tired of paying big bucks to see a movie, only to find out afterwards it was kind of terrible?
If we paid to see this, we put ourselves through the movie gauntlet so you don't have to.
I'm Darren Hayes.
I'm Anthony Armentano.
And this is a movie podcast where we pay to see movies the week that they open and then just tell you our honest opinion about them.
We sometimes go off topic.
Can dogs smile?
See?
We might sometimes be a little not safe for work.
He means we swear.
Well, sometimes a movie is so f***ing terrible.
Or f***ing awesome.
That you have to.
Isn't this a great advertisement to check out We Paid to See This?
You can listen to the show at podcast1.com.au
or download the Podcast One app.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Xavier Ellis has joined us in the studio.
The world needs the X-Men.
Love you to have you in here, X.
No, thanks for having me again.
The Fremantle resident Irish dancer.
Friday night I heard you were dancing like an Irishman.
Now, interesting story.
I've deleted that from my memory.
Interesting story here, guys. Sophie and Christian Erstnian is their name. We'll just call them Sophie and Christian for now. They're from Hamilton in Ontario.
Yeah.
Mm. And they're out playing by the pool. It's obviously still pool weather up in Canada at the moment.
Beautiful.
They're out playing by the pool. And they see that their dad has left a brand new pool toy in the pool for them.
Oh, good on your dad.
Quite a big pool toy, nearly 2 meters.
Whoa.
Big good pool toy dad. Floating in the pool. And they go and jump in the pool, which is it's a big 2 meter long blow up alligator.
Oh, with the handles? Beautiful.
With the handle, well, the works. They have a look at this thing, they go, wow, can't wait. And they go to jump in the pool, strip down to their togs, jump in the pool and jump directly on the back of the 2 meter toy. When right before they do, young Christian, the 18-year-old of the two, sees the thing turn its head at them.
It was a robot.
And open its mouth to try and catch young Sophie in its mouth. So they thought that the 2 meter long blow up alligator in their pool was exactly that, a toy, when in fact it was a real 2 meter alligator.
Oh, can you imagine?
And their dad came running out So just he got at the right time.
He went and got a pet.
No, yeah, that's right. He got the real deal for them rather than just a blow up.
How does an alligator get into your pool?
Oh, obviously they're in that part of the world.
I imagine it'd walk and then just slide itself into
I get that. I don't feel like someone chopped it in and dropped it in.
My old man, actually, we used to live on the beach. Yeah. Yeah. I used to have a pet penguin in our pool.
Penguin?
Well, how long did it live there?
Oh, until it was refreshed. It was getting attacked by dogs.
Did you feed it?
And, yeah, absolutely.
What did you call it?
Snowy.
Hey, Snowy.
Really?
Yeah, that's it.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's pretty cool.
That's outstanding.
What I want to know
on 13... Dad did buy me a pet.
What I want to know on 131060... See, that's interesting. What I want to know on 131060 is if... I want to know what your kids thought was initially something fun, but was actually very dangerous. So this could be something from a circular saw through to a snake.
Oh, God, that would be my worst nightmare.
Anything like that. So, obviously, the innocent of a child seen something gone, geez, that looks like an absolute blast, gone to pick it up, and you've just caught them at the right time.
That would definitely have happened with the snake before, I reckon.
I had that with an echidna. Oh. I thought an echidna was one of those...
dangerous as a snake, mate. I mean, it's just like...
Well, no, hang on. Yeah,
what's in a two-mate high?
We've got a two-metre alligator and a snake.
I can give you a very harsh cut, an echidna. And it was...
Yeah,
honestly,
what did you try and do, Woods? Did you try and pick it up?
Well, I thought he was a spiky ball.
1060. I mean, if they're right in the deadly category of an echidna, we'd love to hear from you as well. What did your kid think was something fun and turned out to be pretty deadly?
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Talking about a story from Canada and an alligator.
Damned alligator bit my hand off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Damned alligator just popped up. Cut me down in my prime.
What was that from?
Happy Gilmore. Now, a couple of kids. The reason we're talking about alligators, they've thought that their dad has bought them a 2 meter long blow up alligator toy. And right before they've jumped in the pool to go and join the toy, their dad's run out right at the last second, realizing it's obviously a live one. And stopped them from jumping in the pool. But we think this has happened a bit. 131060, what did your kids think was something fun and it was actually something deadly?
Got Jess here from Port Kennedy. G'day, Jess. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks. You got a story about your son?
Yeah, well, he was about 2 or 3 and we were at a hotel, actually, and he walked inside with a snake and told me that the batteries were dead.
Oh my God, what kind of snake? How big was it? Tell us everything.
I don't think it was a nasty one. It was a big, long, green one. It was as big as him.
Oh, and my God.
And it was obviously dead. That's why he said the batteries are dead.
Oh, well, I think it was dead. It was still soft. So I've, like, grabbed
it. Oh, my God, I can't even deal.
Brilliant.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
What did your kids think was something fun? Turned out to be deadly. A couple of kids in Canada thought their dad bought them a nice big 2 meter long blow-up pool toy. Live alligator.
Whoa. You'd be so thankful you didn't jump in the pool first.
Both alive.
Am I the only one that didn't know alligators were in Canada?
No, I think I was hiding that knowledge, actually, because I was confused. But sometimes when you ask with a question like that, he scorches you.
Okay. So you just... Be gentle.
We'll go to Chelsea here.
Chelsea, how you going?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey,
good,
mate.
Thank you. Love it. Another story about a son. It's always the boys. What did your son do?
Well, at the moment, he's obsessed with Spider-Man. So anything about spiders, he absolutely loves.
Yep.
He was outside and he seen a whole nest of redbacks and super excited. He was about to grab them and then, at the last second I heard him. And I quickly ran and, like, squished them and the poor kid cried his eyes out.
So that's
what Spider-Man does. He gets bitten by a very poisonous spider and gets superpowers.
So he was thinking, wow, how many superpowers am I going to have?
This is my ticket out of here. This is my ticket out of here. Thanks, Chelsea.
Carly from Greenwood, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Morning, guys.
Morning. You got a story about your childhood, Coralie?
Yes, it wasn't actually my child, but it was my brother. So we were living in England at the time, and my brother, who was 5, was calling out, "Mom, come and look at all the pretty fireworks." And when my mum and I ran through there, he had a screwdriver stuck in the PowerPoint, and there were all these sparks flying out of the PowerPoint.
Oh, my God. So he thought there was live fireworks in the lounge room.
Yes, he thought he was creating his own little show.
Oh, wow. My, so these kids are just so lucky to be alive.
Don't condone that. But how did it look with all the sparks flying out?
I think I was more concerned about my mum.
Of course you were. Of course you were. And the child. I mean, you weren't looking at how good it looked, Woody. Thanks very much, though.
Don't encourage any of that. Chase spiders. Don't stick things in power.
We're going to Broome later today. Thanks very much for coming in, mate.
Thanks for having me.
Great session today.
Absolute pleasure.
Yeah, especially there for special comments.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Now we are going to Broome.
Broome, shake, shake, shake the hotel room. Broome, shake, shake, shake the hotel room. Broome, shake, shake, shake the hotel room. Tick, 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 broome.
That's right. Now,
yeah.
Heidi's out of the studio again, guys.
Yes.
You know the deal. We've been talking about this all last week. We're going out for WA Country Cups, fashion on the field. Very, very excited.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal, Woods.
Give me the deal.
We think Ando's so predictable.
Yep.
Particularly at a country race meet, that we could make a list of 10 things. She has no idea what that list is, and she will complete, completely unwittingly, that list of things.
Yes. And that list of things has been created by Perth. And I said this before, and I cannot say it enough. Thank you, Perth. Unbelievable. If she does those 10 things, she will be getting the tattoo of Will and Woody on her bum. It'll be a present to us and all of Perth. Absolutely. We're giving you the last chance now on 131060 to knock off one of those things and replace one of those things. We've got Danny here from Alexander Hides. G'day, Danny. How are you?
Danny, what's not going on, mate? Let's talk about this list, mate. What do you think? What would you like to see on there? What would you like to see subbed out?
I reckon after being on the grog all day, she's definitely going to drop a burp.
She's not going to be on the grog all day, though, Danny. I mean, that's an assumption that you've an aspersion you've cast there, mate. But thank you very much for the call.
Well said, Will.
On the burp front.
Thank you, Danny. So we've got burp. I mean, it probably will happen. I'm not sure if it's knocking something off.
Catherine here from Nolamara. Catherine, how are you? G'day, mate. Yeah, we're good. We're going to head off to Broome today, trying to make that list of things that Heise is going to do at the races for a tattoo of the boys on her bum. What do you reckon?
I reckon she's definitely going to compliment another girl's dress. And it's going to be really hard for her not to do it because somebody will compliment her and she'll have to do it back.
She'll definitely do it. Mm. Oh, no, it's an Ando special. She does. She goes, oh, you look lovely. She definitely will.
And she'll walk away and walk up to the boys and go,
where'd you get that?
Yes. Catherine?
Woo!
Your suggestion's on the list. Mate. Well done.
Great effort, mate. Great to have you part of the team. As is all of Perth, by the way, though. I mean, guys, this is going to be a very, very exciting time. If this list of 10 things gets done, Howard has got no idea what the list is.
Mm-hmm.
We will reveal it to you after the races. So the races are tomorrow, so we'll reveal it to you on Wednesday or Thursday, I'd say. And then the tattoo on the bum of the boys occurs.
On the Friday.
Heidi, Will and Woody, they're quite the package. And how's this for a premium package? Your choice of upgrades worth over $40,000 with APG Homes on the house. Find out more at apghomes.com.au.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw. Available on iTunes or your favourite podcast app.